again later from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The update at 9 is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It's 42 at WRCO Studios. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New numbers on employment show that the U.S. economy is not slowing down. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus has more on the 275,000 jobs that were created in the month of February.
This is a red-hot job market. Pick your adjective. I'm running out. Is it a blockbuster? Is it robust? It's all of the above. And despite thousands of job layoffs we've been hearing about this year, high-profile ones in the tech industry, in the media industry, all of the gains we're seeing and other industries seem to be offsetting that.
President Biden touting the economy and reproductive rights and national security and immigration and his age during last night's State of the Union address. The House is getting closer to introducing a bill that would either ban TikTok or force the Chinese owner of the app to sell. Lawmakers warning the Chinese government could be accessing Americans' personal data. France has enshrined abortion rights into its constitution on this International Women's Day. This is ABC News. The mayor of Los Angeles is on a fact-finding mission in Paris, 4 years ahead of Los Angeles' turn to host the Olympics.
A word to the wise from Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo. Use your time wisely.
Be ready for the Games and for welcoming the world 1 year before the Games.
From her LA counterpart Karen Bass, a note of optimism.
I think that the Games will benefit Los Angeles and our country as well.
After the curtain closes on this summer's Olympics in the French capital, the baton will symbolically be passed on to L.A. for the 2028 Games. Tom Rivers, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
The FDA has decided to delay its decision approving the Alzheimer's drug Donanemab. The drug's maker, Eli Lilly, today announcing the FDA will call a panel of outside experts to further evaluate the drug's safety and effectiveness. It's part of a class of medicines that carry the risk of side effects, including brain bleeds. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 45 with a little bit of rain out there. We've had some reports of some rain again in the area this morning. Drizzle and flurries possible this evening and a low of 26. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, a high of 43. Right now in Richland Center, after the earlier reading today of 41, it is 42 degrees.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to introduce family medicine physician Mark Wilkinson. With nearly 30 years of experience, Dr. Wilkinson is excited to join our growing primary care team and care for the great people who call Southwest Wisconsin home. Dr. Wilkinson looks forward to meeting new families and caring for all ages at our Boscobel and Muscadet clinics. For an appointment with Dr. Wilkinson, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. I'm Phil Nee, and we're here to talk about the Ithaca Lions and some spring projects that they have going on. They have lots of things. In fact, we'll be in the studio in just a moment with Dean Reinhart and Dick Hauser. They're also organizing a special event in the community for Arlene Alvin. Arlene, we have her in the studio with us today. Arlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You're here, and it sounds like you're doing better.
I'm doing better, yep. Getting stronger every day after I had surgery in January. So,
well, tell us a little bit about your cancer journey, if you would, Arlene.
Okay, so in last year in June, during a routine colonoscopy, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. They did some further scans right away at Richland Center, and it showed that it had metastasized to the liver. So they referred me then to the UW Carbone Center, where I underwent more testing, after which they got the results back from that. They came up with a treatment plan. The treatment plan included chemotherapy every 2 weeks for 6 months. That ended in December. After the chemo was over, 5 weeks later, I had surgery to remove the tumors that were in my colon and liver. They successfully could remove them, 9 out of 10 in the liver. The 10th one, I had to go back in for an ablation. As of right now, everything looks like it's good. Everything was removed with good margins and everything. And we're just waiting for, they're going to do some more scans at the end of 3 months, which will be at the end of May.
Are you done with your chemo then?
I'm done with chemo. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
That's a good thing.
Finished that in December. Yeah, that's always nice to end that.
I'm sure of that. So yeah. How your life has changed here in the last 6 months, hasn't it?
Yes, it definitely changes your life.
Right. So the Lions are doing this benefit for you. It sounds like, are you impressed by the outpouring of support you've had from the community?
I am. I am very impressed. And my husband, Brian, and myself would like to thank everyone, businesses and individuals who have been generously donating for the auction and for the, it's just for support during the whole time since June. It's been really nice. It's like unbelievable what kind of community we live in.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. And you've got some people behind the scenes helping you out. Who can people contact if they'd like to be a part of it, maybe donate?
Well, I have Julie Brandt. Gina Lorenz is helping. Judy Alvin and Greg Alvin are helping. And then my friend Teresa Sander, who lives from out of the area, but she's helped a lot, too.
She's a lifelong friend, isn't she?
Lifelong friend, or at least since high school, anyway.
Yeah.
Which seems like a whole life.
That's amazing. Well, we want to wish you good luck with your cancer journey. It's nice to hear some good news today that it's going well.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And I know it would mean a lot to you and Brian if you see a good crowd next Sunday, then.
It sure would. We'd like to see everybody come out, have a good, delicious pancake breakfast served up by the Lions Club. That'll be on Sunday, March 17th. They begin serving, I believe, at 7 until about 12:30.
Okay. We hope people will do that. We're going to give Teresa a call and see about some of those items. Arlene, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Arlene Alvin here on WRCO's Morning Show. We have Teresa on the line with us. All right, Teresa, welcome to the Morning Show. Are you looking forward to Arlene's benefit next Sunday?
Oh, very much so. It's going to get started bright and early in the morning at 7 in the morning, and we're looking for a great crowd to join us for a delicious pancake breakfast.
Well, tell me about some of the items that have been so graciously donated to the cause.
Oh, a wonderful group of people have come forward. We're going to have a bake sale, so there'll be baked items for people to look over and select and purchase. And then we've got some great donations. We have a load of gravel. We have a septic tank pumping. We got two meat bundles that'll be silent auctioned off. We have a barn quilt. We're going to have two brewer packages. One of the brewer package ticket will have four tickets that can be used on May 1st. We've got baskets with both by the local author, I can't say her name, Kathy Allball, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Her books, so that is wonderful. We have two small bicycles with helmets. We have a set of 16 Ben Franklin half-dollar silver coin set. That's going to be a wonderful one. Two Adirondack chairs, I hate saying that word. Here's one that I'm really excited about, a Jordan Love autographed jersey.
Wow, that's big time.
Yeah. Oh, that is so awesome. We have numerous gift certificates, gift baskets. We even have a certificate for a stay at a local Airbnb. We are so thankful for all the businesses and the individuals for their generous donations and support. We're just looking for everyone to come and support Arlene and her husband, Brian, and everything that they've been through. Another thing that we have a business, King's Honey. They're out of Lone Rock, and I know they're going to be at the Weston Elementary School on Saturday for the Spring Arts and Crafts Fair from 8 until 2, and they're going to be donating 10% of their profits for Arlene's benefit.
That's wonderful. You've known Arlene quite a long time, it sounds like.
Oh, yes. We met in junior high. We are both classmates, and we have been friends long time since. Soul sisters, I call her. And we were in each other's weddings, and we've been making memories for all of these years. And, I'm going to stay there right beside her as she's going through all of this.
That's awesome. So for maybe a donation next Sunday, if somebody wants to hear a good, juicy story about Arlene, you'd take some money for that, for the cause then, too?
Oh, yeah. We okay. have some memorable stories to tell that we still laugh about all these years later.
Oh, that's awesome. Anything else, Teresa, that you'd like to add about the benefit coming up next Sunday?
Just to, you're looking for a nice Sunday drive before you celebrate St. Patrick's Day? Come on out to Ithaca. Come to the high school. It will be going on from 7 until noon. We'll do the silent auction until noon. So if you want to stick around and find out if you won one of them great prizes or donations, please do so. And again, Brian and Arlene are so grateful to all the wonderful businesses, the individuals, and the people that have come forward to help support her during this time, and we can't say enough how grateful we are.
Wonderful. Teresa, thanks for joining us by phone today, and we will see you next Sunday.
You bet. Sounds good.
Thank you very much. And earlier, Arlene, talking about the upcoming benefit again, that's on St. Paddy's Day, Sunday, the 17th of March. We'll have more about the Ithaca Lions and some of their upcoming spring activities in a moment when our morning show continues.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Our morning show continues. We have Dick Hauser and we have Dean Reinhardt in the studio with us. Dean, looks like it's going to be a big benefit for you coming up here in a week.
It sounds like it's going to be quite a day, just from the way everything's coming together.
And your pancakes, give us the times when you're going to be serving again next Sunday.
We'll be serving from 7 a.m. till 12:30.
Okay, that sounds good. You've been successful. You've had a few of these recently that have gone really well.
We've had a couple others, yeah, and they went really well. One thing I want to mention, this we did learn we have two grills that are going to be going this Sunday. The one benefit we had, we only had one grill, and it was packed in there. People waited way too long. So we had the Clary family who said that they have donated the use of their grill. So we will have two grills cooking and going all the time. So hopefully you won't have to wait very long this time.
New and improved, it
New
sounds
and
like.
Improved.
And we want to congratulate you, too, you and the club, because you came right from the last pancake benefit right to the Making a Difference Awards. What was it like to receive that award? Dean?
Well, I got home from work and I had a message from Mick Kylegrove. He's trying to get a hold of me now. For what? Well, I called him back, and the Ombres Motorcycle Club and the Ethic Alliance, you know, they worked together, or we worked together for Smiles for a Child, and we were awarded the Nonprofit Group of the Year. So we just want to thank the Richland Rejuvenates and whoever nominated us. I asked who nominated, and he said you had multiple nominations. So it's just nice to know that people appreciate us. We don't do this for the recognition. We do it for the kids, but it's nice to know that people recognize what we do, and we are very thankful and grateful for winning that award.
Awesome. It was well-deserved. Well, you guys have a few irons in the fire, not only the pancake for Arlene next Sunday, but it's coming up on auction time again, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. We just got done with the bowling tournament a couple of weeks ago, and now we have this benefit, and then into the auction, and you just never know what we're going to be doing.
New and improved auction this year? Any changes or anything like that?
I think pretty much standard. We will be at the fairgrounds again. That worked out so good for us last year, and it just everything seemed to come together so much better. It seemed like a lot more room, and people knew where to park, and it was a good day except for the snow that we got that day and the wind.
Oh, it was cold, and I'm thinking, wow, nobody's going to show up for this thing, and all of a sudden, here they came. They, you know, an auction really brings out a lot of folks.
It sure did last year. Yeah, we had a really nice crowd, and hopefully we get enough stuff. You know, we haven't gotten any donations yet, or consignments, I should say, but we're always looking, and we'll be ready to go when the day gets here.
Maybe you're on to something. The worse weather, the better the auction, because it's too nice. People are probably going to be out in the fields or something.
Right? That's true, but you never know.
Yeah, you sure don't. So you're open for items to be, you know, kind of start that process now?
Yep, you can call us right now. We'll take stuff in. We'll take consignments now. If you want it advertised, you know, if you have something big or really nice, if you want it advertised, April 17th is our deadline for getting it in the ad. We'll take stuff right up to the auction, day of the auction. But if you want it advertised, we're asking that you let us know before April 17th.
Okay. Dick Hauser is here as well today. Dick, this auction is something that's it's been very successful through the years, hasn't it?
Yes. I can't remember exactly, but I think we're somewhere around the 18th or 19th one that we've used. And one of the things that I like to stress is that Ithaca is kind of a little rural community. We don't have a whole lot of businesses or anything out there. And so as a Lions Club, we have to look for ways to try to raise funds that we can then give away. And this has worked out well because it acts as a service to the community. A lot of people do have things that are sitting around and they'd like to move them. And so this is an opportunity to take those items. Let us know ahead of time so that when we put the ad out, we get a chance to put it in that ad, because very good chance that the item you have might be the one that brings somebody out to bid on that and other things as well.
It's a win-win situation because you're moving some stuff maybe that you're not going to use anymore, and the Lions benefit in the long run then, don't they?
That's absolutely right. And another thing, some people think, oh, you got to donate. You don't have to donate it to us. The way that works is that if it's an item that's going to sell for less than $15, we do consider that a donation. But if it's anything above that, we have a regular fee schedule, and it starts out at $16 to $250 at 15%, and then from $251 to $1,500 is 10%, and then $1,500 on up to $5,000 is 5%. So it's really cheaper than what you could have an auction on your own. So if there's a small farmer out there that would kind of like to liquidate his line, we'd be happy to take that in. Another thing that I'd just like to mention, we have last few years, Kurt Munson has done the auction for us. And because of all the online auctions that are happening these days, Kurt says, you know, I really enjoy this because he says we get all these people together. And I think maybe that's what's helping us a little bit get a crowd out too, because people always did like to go to auctions, and now there are a lot less of them to go to, and so we've got this opportunity. And we do get a crowd, probably in excess of 300 people that come to bid on that Sunday.
Will there be food available that day, Dick?
Absolutely. The Lions will have their usual food stand going, and Josh Clary, I think, is in charge of that. And he always gets the burgers and the brats and all that stuff going. So we'll definitely have food available.
We know you take a variety of items. Are there some that you don't take at the auction, Dick?
Well, there are a couple of things. We've learned that it doesn't pay to bring TVs out because they will not sell. Most electronic stuff is questionable, but hand tools tend to sell quite well, so that's not a problem. And the other thing that we don't take is tires. The reason for that, of course, is if they don't sell, then there's a disposal fee, and we'd have to charge that back to you. So we just say don't mess with tires. Now, if you've got a tire mounted on a rim that's a pretty good shape, that's something different. We could possibly take that and use that for an auction item.
I think of tractor tires. There might be a situation where on a rim, you know, that's pretty mm-hmm. valuable then.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
Sure. But otherwise, I know that things that sell well, and they include this time of year, lawnmowers seem to go pretty well, don't they?
Yes. Lawnmowers, riding lawnmowers especially, people seem to use one for a period of time, and then they want to upgrade. And so this is a good opportunity to move on that one that you have been using, but somebody else could use it, and you're ready to get your new one.
Good time to part with some farm equipment, too, isn't it?
Well, that's one of the things that happens in this day and age. In fact, I was just talking to one of my clients yesterday, and we were talking about the fact that if you go to buy new farm equipment for a small operation, it's almost impossible to find. Yeah, you can find a tractor. But beyond that, most equipment is designed for all these big operators. And so this is an opportunity for that equipment that's sitting around there that's kind of set for small farmers. And we've got a lot of small farms around, so get that stuff consigned so we can advertise it, and we'll get it out there for you.
We want to make sure that we make mention of people being involved in this, Dean. And I think one of the things over the years, the last few years, you guys have contacted us a few weeks into it and said, boy, we just really haven't had a lot of response. It seems like people all of a sudden, the light bulb goes on the last week or so before the auction, doesn't it?
It seems that way, yeah. We talk about it and talk about it, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, that's coming up. Maybe I better get in gear and get stuff done. So,
you've had some fun items over the years. Anything that comes to mind that's unique or anything like that?
You just never know what we're going to get out there. one thing that really sells crazy is bicycles.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why, but they sell really good.
That's interesting because sometimes they don't sell real well at a garage sale or whatever. But
right.
People
right.
must be motivated to get out and yeah. move around a little bit in the spring then.
Yeah. And another thing I want to mention, we do have a loader tractor available.
Okay.
So if you bring the bigger stuff in, and if you want to consign something and you don't have any way of getting it in there, we can try to help you out, you know, like a smaller stuff. I've been out, picked up lawnmowers and tillers and stuff like that. But so we do have that available if you need it.
Well, what is the date of the auction again, Dean?
The date of the auction is Sunday, April 28th. You can bring stuff in on Friday from 8 to 5 before that, or Saturday, 8 to 5. We will take stuff Sunday morning. We would rather not because things get kind of hectic. And if you're in a bind, you know, if you're busy Friday and Saturday, if you want to bring stuff in like on a Wednesday or Thursday, give one of us a call, and we'll make arrangements to meet you at the fairgrounds and help you unload and get you booked in and stuff.
April 17th is the deadline for the auction.
For the advertising.
Advertise.
Right.
So do you do an old-fashioned sale, Bill, or do you just list them online?
We just list them online on Facebook or or try to get the word out, yeah.
And ads in paper.
Right.
Ads in the paper.
Yeah, okay. Shopping News does this good job.
And I know you're real good about getting the checks out fairly quickly after the auction, too, aren't you?
Should have a check within 15 days, working days, you know, by the time the gals get all the paperwork done and get the checks written. It should be 2 weeks, by the you should have it.
It's interesting because it doesn't seem like it should be that time of year, but, you know, we're only, what, a month and a half away?
Yeah, it's only 6 weeks away, so start looking, start calling.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add this year about the Lions? Any other big projects, or is this kind of the next big thing?
We have our annual raffle going on now, too. We've got a bunch of different stuff on that we raffle off every year, so get a hold of a Lions member, or we do have raffle tickets for sale at the Village Pump in Ithaca. That drawing is May 18th, I think it is.
That's the one you do every year, isn't it?
We do that every year, yeah. We've got a little variety this year. One of the interesting items, we have a flamethrower on it.
Boy, there's some people that shouldn't win that.
Well, you're right. Yeah, I know.
You know a few, probably.
I know quite a few. But I know I don't have the full list in front of me, but I know there's a hay bale camouflage deer stand. There's a Yeti cooler. There are a couple of guns. A kayak with the paddle and the life jacket, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, we tried to diversify this year. So
great. So see a Lions member about getting a ticket on that.
Yep.
May 18th, the drawing.
Yep.
We're planting the seed about the Ithaca Lions auction, and planting a seed, that's a nice transition into something else we want to talk about today. Dick Hauser, Project Seed. It's time to start talking about that, too, isn't it?
Well, yes. Thank you for moving over to that. Project Seed is a long-time project that the Diocese of La Crosse has been sponsoring, and our date is coming up real quickly here. It's Saturday, March 9th, so basically tomorrow. And the basis for Project Seed was started back in the 80s when farmers were really struggling and they were having a hard time getting seed to put in the ground. The money just wasn't there. And so over the years, it started out first as a kind of okay, we'll buy up last year's seed and get better prices, but it's not that at all anymore. Now it is all first quality seed, and it's designed to help the farmer get a chance to plant. And also connected with that, if there is someone that is really struggling and has a real problem, whether it be a health problem or a major setback, there is a situation where you can write a letter to Project Seed at the Diocese of La Crosse, and there is some money available to help purchase seed as well.
Oh, that's awesome. So, again, go over those deadlines, and they normally come to Richland Center, right, to unload the seed?
Yes, that's one of the things. In fact, we are the first sale of the year because, of course, we're the farthest south in the La Crosse Diocese, so Saturday, March 9th is the date, and we go from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock in the church parking lot. They'll have a couple of trucks there. Some of the people that have purchased in the past did receive a brochure, and they have pre-ordered, and we'll have all those pre-orders there. But if you didn't pre-order, that's perfectly fine. You'll be able to come in, write up your order, and hopefully we'll have what you need on the trucks. One of the items that has been just a constant good item for us has been an alfalfa. It was called Commander, and I know of some farmers that have been planting dozens of bags of that year after year because it's a good, sturdy alfalfa, probably not the highest producing, but it tends to last for many years.
So don't get discouraged if you didn't order ahead. They will have extras on the truck then tomorrow?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'd say that probably two-thirds of our orders are actually people that walk in and get it. And one of the other things that has changed up until about 4 years ago, we never had a Roundup Ready type corn seed. But we do now have that, and A couple of the numbers that we have in here have done quite well in statewide trials as well. So you can get good quality seed at a reasonable price.
Good opportunity. You know, the weather we've had, this might motivate more people to get out and want to pick up their seed.
There are years when we have this early seed sale here in Richland Center that it really doesn't feel at all like it's time for seed. This year has definitely been an exception to that.
Right. Some people have already been out tilling and digging, so yep. That's good. So that's tomorrow, and that's at St. Mary's Church here in Richland Center?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
In the parking lot.
And the hours again, Dick?
10 o'clock till 2 o'clock.
Wonderful. Anything else either you gentlemen would like to speak about today? Again, you got a few irons in the fire. Dick?
Dean.
Well, there is, I just noticed there is one thing we forgot to do. We forgot to leave any phone numbers for anybody to call us.
Oh, that might help.
Yeah. if you want to consign anything at the auction, you can call Fred Fry. His number is 585-2921. Dick Hauser's number is 585-4808 or 574-1688. Or my number is 604-4692. Just give any of the three of us a call, and we'll get you consigned, and we'll take care of it.
We'll leave those numbers here in the studio, too, because a lot of times we'll get a call. Hey, how do I get a hold of those guys?
Yeah, so. That's great. Just sooner you call, the better off it's going to be.
And by April 17th, you can get them advertised.
We'll get them advertised. Like I said, we'll take stuff right up to the sale day, but if you have a big tractor or anything nice that you want advertised, you'll have to call us by April 17th.
Second year at the Richland County Fairgrounds.
Yes.
And that works out well. You got a lot of space, don't you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So yeah, works out good.
We'll wish you well. We'll hope for some good weather maybe for a change. You guys deserve it.
Well, thank you. And we sure appreciate all the help that you guys here at the radio station give us too, because you guys do us a lot of good.
No problem. Well, we're happy to pass the word along about all your hard work there. Again, congratulations on your Making a Difference Award. And we'll see everybody hopefully on March 17th. That's the Arlene Alvin benefit.
Right.
Good deal. Dick Hauser and Dean Reinhart joining us here in this portion of the morning show today from WRCO. We'll be back with more coming up. We'll be talking about some flowers when our morning show continues.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since City Planning, Zoning, and Council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Both calves and slaughter cows were very active at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The Better Holstein bull calves sold from $4.40 to $6 per pound. Beef crossbred calves, $7 to $7.50, and the small heifer calves, up to $3. The bulk of the slaughter cows range from $99 up to a top of $130. We did have four small, thin cows, bringing $61 to $79, bulls $105 to $125. Well, on Wednesday, we had 16 Holstein steers. They weighed from $4.80 to $5.30, and they sold from $2.43, which was comparable to last Friday's feeder sale. There, we also saw the 350 to 500 pound beef cows selling from $2.50 to $3.05. Heavier beef steers ranged from 2.25 to $2.55. Some 700 pound Holstein steers up to $2.12 at last Friday's sale. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, March 15th. Next Wednesday, March 13th, we'll have a beef cow sale along with our regular Wednesday sale. Already consigned are 17 black heifers, 6 Charolais cows, and pending 10 to 12 white-faced cows bred for June freshening. All of these cows will be confirmed prior to the sale. If you have beef cows to sell, contact us soon, as we will have the vet here on Tuesday afternoon to pregnancy check. Whether you're buying or selling, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola for all of your livestock marketing needs.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than 1 in 4 high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
We have a busy morning show studio here today. Good to have Lorna Maxwell and Carol Moon on here for the next part of our morning show. And boy, it's good to talk about spring things, including their spring craft fair and the Daffodil Days sale coming up already next weekend. So Lorna, we'll start with you. You've got a lot of vendors this year as a part of your fair, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we have a new site for our spring craft fair. In the past, we've had it at the... Yes.
La Fritanga?
No, that's where the new site is.
The new site is, okay.
And I'm glad Phil can say it. I can't. But Carol and I were talking about this on the way over. I think it's our fourth spring craft fair. And in the past, we've had it at the Phoenix Center, and we ran out of room, so we needed a bigger site, which is awesome for having more vendors. So this year, we've moved it. And it is... the 16th of March, Saturday, and it's from 9 to 3. And they will also have food there from their restaurant, and drinks and green beer, if anybody's interested in green beer.
Oh, yeah, we'll be that weekend, won't we?
Yes.
St. Patty's weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
And but anyway, we have some awesome vendors. I'm going to read the list off and try not to murder the names of the people that are vendors. Stacy Walters she's bringing lavender experiments, soaps, steamers, lavender products. Jean King is bringing honey and honey products. Lorraine Service and David Ewing are bringing seasonal home decor. Kim Kyle is bringing paper pie children books. And Tanya Hugh, Crafting Sisters, painted bottles. Brooke Kruger, Style Dot Jewelry. Sandra Peterson, wreaths, journals, resin plaques, small decor. Lisa Rydikowski is bringing crochet, sewn, knit, American doll clothing and accessories. Annette Riley, gem trees, bath salts. C.J. Goldberg is bringing home decor, canvas totes, galvanized containers, hand-painted cowboy hats, and spring wreaths. Gina Begley is bringing fabric items, aprons, potholders, table runners, seasonal hangers, and coasters. Paula Putney is bringing fur, feather, landscape, canvas prints, livestock, wildlife. Janine Reed is bringing Lebri. Tonya and Barb Gessner, forever wood turning and crafts, bowls, vases, toys, flowers, seasonal ornaments. Joe Propp and Sandra Melby are bringing honey, handmade jewelry, fabric crafts, and paints. Stephanie Michaels is bringing homemade genuine leather jewelry, decor, hair accessories, bead items, and tie blankets. Lois Dahl is from Shenanigans, bringing drinkware, keychains, lapel pins, magnets, metal signs, ornaments, puzzles, cosmetic bags, and neck gaiters, and more. And Marge Sherwin is bringing primitive farmhouse crafts. Lynette Lemensky is bringing seasonal silk florals and Easter centerpieces. Marge Yansky is bringing wood crafts, solo wood flowers. Kendra Pardoon is bringing spring home decor. Jing Brander is bringing Isabel organic herbs and products and tea. Anita Gobin is bringing potholders, dishcloths, and other things. Deb Pardoon is bringing wine glass rabbits, candy rabbits, spring crafts, kids' jewelry, microwavable potholders. Melissa Fruit is bringing cups, trays, and other items. Trish Frazier is bringing all-natural love, organic skincare, roller remedies, pet care, non-toxic household cleaners and detergent. And Roy Hines is from Del Prairie Kettle Corn. So you can always take some of that home with you.
Sounds good.
Yes. Eric Fitzsted is bringing gluten-free goodies. Melissa Hash is bringing Color Street nails. Nicole Welty is bringing Scentsy candles. And Karen Johnson is bringing party light candles and decor.
Is that a good combination of folks that have been here before and folks that are new?
Well, some are new and some have been here before. It's always nice to have some new ones bring in something different, but yes. And try to balance it out, you know, so you don't have 50 of this and none of that or whatever. So, yes, yes. I think it's a nice list of vendors.
Yeah, it really is. Coming up next Saturday, the 16th. So tell me a little bit about NASCAR Fans United. Your team's been around for a few years, hasn't it? Any idea how long it's been?
No.
Okay, you just keep plugging along.
I never thought of that question. Long time.
And you've had other fundraisers.
We did brat stands, and we do the fall craft fair, of course. But we haven't done brat stands for a long time, but we used to do a lot of those, along with other, money-raising things.
Yeah, but, absolutely. Yeah. A long-time team for Grace. You've done a lot of good. Is there more space if a vendor would like to book?
They can call if they'd like to. April Shilgen is in charge of all the vendors and everything. And if they'd like, they can call her at 608-293-1342 and ask if there's... I think there were a couple areas left, but they could check it out. They could also email her at schaprl702@gmail.com.
I think a lot of people are looking forward just to getting out and, and doing something, right?
Yes.
Getting out and back into the regular routine.
Yes. Easy to park in the back and come in the back door, into the ballroom or whatever the room is called, but that's where it will be.
Yes. And will you have some food involved as well?
They're going to provide some food from their menu. I have no idea what it's going to be. And then they're having drinks, available. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Good stuff.
And we're having a bake sale.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay.
Sometimes it's fun just to kind of walk around and see what you got, but food is always a big attraction. So you're gonna have a bake sale, Carol?
Yeah, the NASCAR Fans United are going to have a table, and we're going to have a bake sale that they can pick up on their way out. We're also doing Daffodil Days, which we normally have done uptown at the bakery, But since spring, the first day of spring is close to the spring craft fair, we're going to have our table for the fresh-cut daffodils. And they're $10 for a bunch, and you can pick those up that day from our table. So it's another fundraiser within a fundraiser.
Oh, my. So is there a deadline to buy those in advance, the daffodils?
No, okay. You can just pick them up that day.
You don't have to pre-order
anything? You don't have to pre-order. Nope, we're going to have them there. We've ordered them from the Robin's Nest from Julie Huth.
They're beautiful, that's for sure. Are there some secrets to maybe keeping them going and making them last as long as you can?
Well, if you buy, I buy three bunches, which there's 10 in a bunch, you can keep some in your refrigerator, and then they'll open up later, or keep them out on a porch for cold. But if you cut off the bottom part, take a quarter inch of it off every day, that it really enhances the longevity of them, because they open up really fast once they're into the warmth of your home.
Okay. So maybe you can kind of nurse it out so you can get them to Easter time, right?
Yeah, you could nurse it out, but sometimes they probably won't last 2 weeks. But if you keep them refrigerated, the bud, yes, they do.
Yeah, it would be 2 weeks from Easter that weekend.
Yes,
then.
Correct.
Yeah. Absolutely. So Daffodil Days and the Spring Craft Fair just has a nice warm ring to it, doesn't it?
Yes. Spring is here.
So you've been involved with NASCAR Fans United for quite a while?
Since the beginning, yes. The beginning. So I think it's when the beginning of the forming of the teams, NASCAR has been a part of that. And a lot of the people that were part of that, like we were, with my husband and I, we would go to races. And we were NASCAR fans. So that's kind of how the name came about. Maxwell's were not a part, of watching the races, but some of the other team members have been, yes.
So that was how you got the start. That's some good history there.
Yep.
Some good trivia
well. Yep.
Are there other things that you do during the year, Carol, other than this weekend and in fall?
I don't think we have anything planned right at the moment. For later on into the spring. Basically, then we start forming the craft, fair at the middle school, which we do serve our own food, and so we do the, preparing for the lunch, for that and the vendors. And it's always a larger, craft fair.
That's a huge undertaking,
it's
isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of organizing the people who want to be a part of it and emailing us early enough, which the people that are signed up for the spring can definitely sign up to come to, our fall one.
So they can sign up at the time for the next one as well. So,
correct.
Do you have a waiting list for the one in the fall?
April has an email type list of people who have been a part of the craft fair at the middle school. And it's always deer hunting opening weekend, that Saturday. And she has the list, and she gets that information out. Because those people, in all honesty, they book up really fast, because that's what they do to make their money. So we need to get them on our list before they would go to another craft fair, because that's... In November, there's a lot that goes on before Christmas.
There are other opportunities, that's for sure. Lots of fun. Anything else you'd like to add about it coming up in the...
Just come on out and enjoy. And yes, La Fratanga is going to have their own type of what do I want to say, for their Nicaraguan
food. For their food.
For it to be purchased along with the drinks and that there. And I think that's just getting familiar with the place and for them. We really have been very pleased with how they've been, cooperating with us, and we're cooperating with them.
Wonderful.
So it's a new place.
Lorna, there's certainly a lot of vendors that you mentioned there. What a wide variety. I mean, it just seems like every booth is going to have something a little bit more unique than the other one.
I'm just thinking about the list. I think I forgot Julie Bethke. She always comes with her wooden things, and I don't have her on my list. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But she's coming. And I'd like to add to Carol's, the daffodils, they are a sign of hope. And so that is one thing we want to say about the daffodils also. When you look at the daffodils, please have some hope for people with cancer or whatever, you know. And so that's why we started selling Valentine's. Daffodils, mm-hmm. Yes.
Some symbolism in that, yes. Isn't there?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. It's a good sign of spring. So again, people, mark it on your calendar. It's next Saturday, March 16th. What are the hours again, Lorna?
9 to 3.
Okay.
Yes.
At La Fritanga, the White House establishment there.
Yes.
So. Great. Well, ladies, we appreciate you coming in. I know you were here a year ago. It seems like that time has passed pretty fast, hasn't it?
Yes, we return.
Yeah, you return. Well, thanks for all the good work you do.
Thank you.
I know Grace really appreciates it.
Yes.
So, Lorna Maxwell, Carol Moon joining us in this portion of today's morning show from WRCO.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. You know we have records now, and that's Mastodon Records, Greg Woodhouse, Old Cooch Books and Libations. Always something new here, and of course, books are always really good here. 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Help the Sunnyside celebrate March 14th or Pi Day. We will have a variety of whole and individual pies to sell till gone. Don't miss out on 314. Give us a call at 649-2253 or stop on into the store and check out all the pies on 314. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Central Boarding House Antiques. This historic boarding house, located at 339 West Seminary Street, is over 130 years old and has 17 unique rooms with a large variety of antiques for sale. Central Boarding House Antiques is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make plans to visit Central Boarding House Antiques, located across from Quick Trip in downtown Richland Center. Call 647-7358 or visit their Facebook page today.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690, 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Join the River Valley Baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks, regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs, custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax, 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at JonesChev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today, we're concluding our look back and our reflection on 135 years for the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service being celebrated this year in 2024. Mark, things have changed. We know that you live stream services. As a funeral director, how do you balance incorporating new technology with that tradition that you told us about last week that you want to be able to continue in the service you provide, making sure that there's dignity, but making sure you're embracing the trends that are important to people today?
Sure. It's one of those things that we try to incorporate both the tradition and the history along with new things that are coming along. You know, 10 years ago, live streaming, you know, you could have live streamed a funeral, but it wasn't a very common thing. More common might have been to record it. We have people that really think that's a great idea because we as a society don't all live where we were born. You know, we're very transient. People move all over. People that had impacts on us, we may not come home for a funeral, but with technology and things have changed, you can now go to a website. You don't have to get the local paper or see everything from your hometown. You can go on the internet. You can find these things out. You can watch videos online of a memorial tribute to that person. You can watch a live stream of the service if people want it. Sometimes we record them and put them on later. So technology changes, society changes. So we as a funeral home need to kind of change along with those. There's all kinds of new ideas that come out about what we can do or what we should try. Some of them, you know, like with everything else, some of them work out really well. Some of them you try once and it just doesn't make any sense. Or you come back to it 15 years later and that idea now works because of how things have shifted or changed. So we as a funeral home need to kind of keep a balance of that. But we don't want to go all to the brand new technology side of, you know, you can just watch the video online, you can do this, but there's still no personal contact because that personal contact, the personal touch is hugely important to those people that are grieving, is the actual getting together with other people to share that that loss with people in a group setting. So that's a tradition that's very important. Found that out once again with COVID on the huge importance of that, of the physical touch and how that changes people in their grief journey and to help them move forward.
Mark, it has to be rewarding to know that you've served generations of families in Richland County in Southwest Wisconsin.
Yeah. Just me personally. Yeah. There's been, I'm on multiple generations of, you know, may have been the grandparents and the parents or the grandchildren. So there's a very cross spectrum of, you really get to know these people and you get to know them in a time that's maybe not the best. For some people, you know, it's a very tragic death. It's very horrific, almost.
Untimely.
Untimely. And other ways, you know, as odd as it sounds, the death is almost a very glorious thing. You know, it's good. It's very, you know, the person was in a, you know, of either an age or physical state or mental state that just, it wasn't a good place. And as odd as it sounds, sometimes the best thing you can wish for someone is for their own death. As horrible as that sounds, but sometimes it's what they need, you know, it's what,
it may be what they're wishing for.
It might be what they're wishing for. And you do hear that a lot with people that are older of, you know, all my friends are gone. You know, they're not in a, maybe they're just not in a really good place. At the end of the day, wish themselves to be dead, but those are different deaths than if it's a 5-year-old child. It's a completely different death, but you have to be there for the people in whatever stage they're in, whatever stage of grief, whatever stage of life, kind of how they knew that person, their interactions with them. So that's just one of those things that we try to help people out with is, where are they at? We want to meet them where they're at. So is it a spouse? Is it a child, a parent, a grandparent? And everyone that comes through the door, even though the person that's died is the same person, every person that walks through the door is going to react differently to this situation, you know, because of their relationship with the person. Maybe, you know, it's a grandparent that raised a grandchild. Well, they may be closer, the grandchild may be closer than any of the kids, but because they're not a child, they're not seen as, you know, it's not as big a loss for them, but really it was their parent. So it's important to kind of see different people where they're at in different situations and stages of their life. And we try to help them out with that as much as we can.
Well, best wishes as you now build on 135 years and look toward the future.
Well, thanks, Ron. Yeah, it's been a wonderful 135 years, and we look forward to changes and things that may be coming in the future, as we know they will be. But we think it's been a great 135, and we look forward to everything that is coming before us.
Today's Pratt Chat has been sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. For answers to the questions you have, call the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at 608-647-4808 or visit prattfuneralservice.com.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Join the River Valley Baseball team for an Easter egg hunt Saturday, March 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at River Valley Baseball Field, 660 Varsity Boulevard, Spring Green. The egg hunt starts at 10:30, split by age groups 4K and under, kindergarten through second grade, third through fifth grade. Don't forget to bring your own basket. For more information, contact Coach Heinemeier at 608-588-2554. $10 per child includes entry and 10 game tickets. Enjoy food, music, games, prizes, and photos with the Easter Bunny. WRCO.